These primordial stories in the Torah do not have to be taken literally. In fact, I think taking them literally, we can lose a lot of their power. The Torah picks and chooses what to tell us very carefully, and the way that it tells it to us. The story of Cain and Hevel, of Cain and Abel, for instance, we don't know a lot about their lives. We know a few-day snippet. Why this story? What is it about this story that the Torah wants to teach us? That's the question we have to ask. And to unlock that, we have to look at the way that things are phrased, try and drill down to see what it's really about. I think that what it's really about is counterintuitive. We assume often that Hevel, that Abel is the good guy and Cain is the bad guy. He kills him. It's about punishment. It's about crime. It's about regret. It's about sin. But I think that's really not what it's about at all. I think another perspective might be, I think that is what it's about, but I think there's also another perspective, which is that it's about the making, or the attempted making, of a tzaddik, of a righteous person. And that is Cain, not Abel. We know that they have very different jobs. Abel is a shepherd. Cain is a farmer. What's the difference between shepherding and farming? Shepherding is very pastoral. You don't stand to make a tremendous amount, but there's not a lot of risk. Even if it doesn't rain much, there's still something for the sheep to eat. But when it comes to agriculture, it's a very high-risk, high-reward proposition. If there's ample rain and one works hard, there's a bonanza. You can make a lot of money. There's a lot of power to be had, a lot of wealth to be gained. But if it doesn't rain, there could be nothing. There's a certain passion, a power about the farmer. Very different than the pastoral and reflective shepherd. It's true that our leaders are shepherds, but there is something about the farmer. In fact, Cain is a farmer, even in the recent light of the curse of the ground, in the story of Adam and Chava, of Adam and Eve. It's a cursed business. It's a really high-risk, high-reward venture. Cain does it anyway. He takes risks. He has a certain passion, a power. And in fact, I think he does it for the right reasons. He seems to want to bring mincha l'Hashem, a sacrifice to God. He's the first person to ever recognize that things come from God. He's the first person to bring a sacrifice. Let's look at God's role in the story. The Torah tells us Adam knew his wife Eve, and they had a child, Cain. And she said, Kaniti Ishet Hashem, I have acquired a human being with God, through God. Acquired. That's the source of Cain's name. Could also be connected to the name Kana, meaning jealousy. Then she had another child, named him Hevel, vanity. He was a shepherd. And Cain was a farmer. We see the way that the two are contrasted. And then Cain brings a mincha, he brings a sacrifice. Hevel gamhu, Hevel also brings. It's true he brought the fatted lambs, but why did he bring them? Did he bring them to honor God? Did he bring them to outdo his brother? God turns to Hevel and his mincha. And then the Torah tells us, and to Cain and his sacrifice, Loshe, God did not turn. Torah is trying to tell us something. What's going on here? I think the Torah is trying to describe God in a really very unique way. God is not usually described this way. This seems to be God as coach. God sets up Cain. He's testing him. The point of a test, of course, isn't for God to know how we'll do. The point of a test is for us to develop. And that's what this is about, Cain's development. Cain can't do it on his own. God coaches him. And Cain becomes depressed, his face falls, and God says, why are you depressed? Why does your face fall? Don't you know that you're in control of it? If you do well, you'll be lifted up. If you don't, sin crouches at the door, and your desire is, its desire is for you, but you can rule over it. God is really coaching him. God is hoping that Cain can utilize all of his incredible power to become as great as his potential is. But then Cain is not really able to do it. It's a hard thing to control, that kind of passion, and he kills his brother. God says, "Where's your brother?" He says, "Am I my brother's keeper?" And he says, "Blood of my brother cries out from the ground." And Cain says, "Gadol avonim menaseh, my sin is too great to bear." I think we usually translate that as meaning my punishment is too great to bear, but it says my sin is too great to bear. I think what he means is I was not able to carry it. I couldn't hold back from doing the sin. I know what you were up to, God, and it was too great. The sin was too powerful for me to hold it. Why does God do this? What's this about? Why does God need Cain to become the tzaddik, to be so successful? Cain has incredible potential. In fact, had Cain overcome his yetzer hara, his evil inclination, he would have been the greatest ever. He would have been Mashiach. The Shla HaKadosh says, this is what they're in Parshas Veschanan, this is what the rabbis say in Medrash Koheles, Torah Shadim Lamed Balam Azeh Heveli. Torah that one learns in this world is vanity, hevel, before the Torah of Mashiach, lifnei Torah Shal Mashiach. What this means is hevel, it's referring to the person hevel. Vadei mebechinas hevel, comes from hevel, the person, from Abel. Aval Torah Shal Mashiach mebechinas gevuras Kayin. The Torah of the time of the Mashiach comes from the power of Kayin. Kayin is gevura, strength, hevel is chesed. Person who comes from Gevura, and Cain was the extreme of Gevura, is powerful, courageous. Mishu mitzad chesed, who's from kindness, Hevel, perhaps even Avraham, udal v'rach v'chalash, is soft and on some level weak. It has to do with potential. In Hevel, there isn't as much potential. This is borne out by his name. Again, not to see this as a literal story, but a story that is filled with ideas and symbols for us to learn from. And this is why Hevel was a shepherd and Cain, of course, was a farmer. Gemara tells the story of Abaye. Although we know that in Kabbalah certain people are reincarnations of Cain, for instance, Korach, very famously, I think maybe Abaye is in that vein also, at least from this one story. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Abaye heard a man and a woman, and the man said to the woman, "Let's go take a walk in the forest." And Abaye said, "I will stop them from sinning." But they walked through the forest, and he followed after them, and they parted from each other and said, "It was a very nice walk. Goodbye." And this really gave Abaye a lot of pain. He said, "Imanda sani lihab, if this was the one who hates me," meaning my yetzer hara, the evil inclination, right? The pesach chatas rovetz, the sin that crouches at the door, in the words of the story of Cain and Hevel. "Lohav mati luk menafshe, I would not have been able to hold myself back," Abaye says. And he became depressed at that, and he went and he leaned into a doorway. Perhaps this is a doorway because it's a reference to the pesach chatas rovetz, sin crouches at the door, and he was in pain. Asa hu gavra, that grandfather, hahu saba, that grandfather came to him and said, Tanalei, taught him, kol gadol mechaver yitzhu gadol himeno, anyone who's greater than his neighbor, so too is his inclination greater. And this made Abaye feel better. Abaye was a person like Cain with a tremendous yetzer, but yetzer is a neutral thing. It's not bad or good. What was Abaye's work? Of course, Abaye was a farmer. Rav Simi Barashi asked Lakamid Abaye, this is a Gemara. Rav Simi Barashi came to Abaye and wanted to learn from him, and Abaye said, "I don't have time, I have to irrigate my fields." And then they found a time to study. Just as we assume Cain to be one type of person, and we look closer, we see that he really is someone else. So too, I think we need to learn from that. to not prejudge people, to look a little bit closer, to find their strength, their power.